from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, we were doing a sled push thing and just got a little tweaked it a little bit. So, just working hard and just sometimes things happen. But the good news is that I feel good, and we'll get there in a time. And good thing is I'm getting a lot of the mental reps and throwing stuff on the side and in post practice and all that as well.
If this was a game day, could you go in?
If there's a game, I'm definitely playing.
Okay. All right,
so there you have it. That was Russell Wilson after day 2. Talking about his calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the injury report. It's brought to you by Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Seems to be that Russell practiced tomorrow. First day of pads. That is the expectation internally. That's my expectation. Is that your read on the situation?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Russ should be back. Now, there have been players that have had minor calf injuries that have turned into bigger calf problems. Victor Cruz, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow. I do think they've been right to take it easy on Russ. Now, according to reports, he's been out at night working out with Jalen Warren and Najee Harris, which I also like as a leader and just keeping the guy fresh. Dan Graziano of ESPN, he reported this. He said, Fields definitely has work to do to catch Wilson in the race for the starting job, but the Steelers are open-minded about his ability to do so. The important thing to keep in mind here is that the Steelers have no prior connection to either of these quarterbacks and no compelling financial commitment that would lead them to favor one over the other. End quote. I actually think, as long as Russ Wilson's calf doesn't explode, that this is the best possible thing for the Steelers. They believe in Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. He doesn't need to practice without pads.
No.
They feel like what they have in this guy is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw it in minicamp. They saw it in OTAs. This is just an opportunity for Justin Fields to show what he learned and to how he can advance. So I don't think this is a bad thing at all for the Steelers if, of course, it does not get worse for Russ. I also think that this shows you just how much faith they have in Russell as that guy in the pole position. Like, if they really needed to see it out of Russ, they might have pushed him a little bit earlier.
I mean, I said this while you were out. Like, this is probably their ideal situation. They knew that Russ was dealing with an injury after pushing a sled, which we don't really need to talk about, but it's ridiculous that he was pushing a sled.
Oh, you think so?
It was ridiculous. What does he need to push a sled for?
I said that in a combative manner. That's not how I meant that to come out. I meant it to go like this. Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, like sarcastically.
I didn't mean it to say, oh, you really think so?
I thought you were like asking, like, oh, really? Yes. It's ridiculous that he was pushing a sled during a conditioning drill.
So you do think that was stupid?
Very stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, what does a quarterback need to push a sled for?
I agree. I just didn't know what football guy thought. Because me, not football guy, even though I love football, thought, yeah, that seems pretty dumb.
Very dumb.
Okay.
Very, very dumb. And the crazy thing let's rewind. The crazy thing about it is they fired their strength and conditioning staff to hire a new one that was better and more up to the times, and then this was what happened. So there's that. But I said last week that this is the situation. I think that they almost orchestrated the situation. Like, knowing that Russell Wilson's calf, yes, he is injured, but milking it because, like they've said, they don't need to see that much out of Russell Wilson, but they do need to see a lot out of Justin Fields. This is their actual evaluation time of Justin Fields, and catching him off guard was probably the biggest point of all of this. It's knocking on his door at 6 a.m. if you're Arthur Smith and saying, hey, Russ is dealing with an injury. Here's the ball. Run the offense today. You're the man. And it's like, if you're Justin Fields, you're like, oh, shoot. Okay, let's go. Let's go. I'm going to get every opportunity. He's not just running the plays with the ones. He's not just, you know, going out there and throwing passes and being efficient. He is showing what he is capable of if he would be the future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can see that stuff right now. We've said it 1,000 times. Do not harp on, do not put too much onus on preseason games with quarterbacks because we got burned last year by Kenny. Don't do that. But the little things like this, you can pay attention to. You could definitely pay attention to, and this is exactly what the Steelers probably wanted. Now, they don't want Russell Wilson to be hurt long-term, like you said, Crowley.
But it's an opportunity.
But it is a huge opportunity for them. It's a huge opportunity for Justin Fields, and it is an opportunity for Russell Wilson to kind of sit back and say, do I really need to go out there right now? What do I need to prove?
I like it.
Me too.
I love it, because I don't think they were going to really give Justin Fields all that much of an opportunity.
He wasn't going to get the real opportunity. He's going to get one reps. He would, but he's going to get more two reps.
Yes.
He's going to get the one reps, and it's going to be cut in half. It's not going to be like he's going to be the ones the whole entire practice. They'd split it probably at some point in training camp. Now, there is no question. You are getting every one rep with the one offensive line, with the one running backs, with the one tight ends, and with the one wide receivers. Figure out how you want to approach this and let everybody get on the same page with you and let's see how you operate.
Yes.
Let's see it. And from what I've been hearing, not bad.
He's getting better, too, from what you hear.
And that's how camp goes.
Yeah.
You know, you go out there, you're shaky, you got nerves, your anxiety, and it's like, okay, first, and especially if you're him, you know, new team, all this stuff. It's getting better. It's getting better as it goes on, and this is a great situation for the Steelers for somewhat the present, but more for moving on later on in the years.
The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I don't know that it's exactly how they drew it up, but the second you hear, oh, there's a calf twinge.
Nope.
Okay, we're not putting you out there.
You're good.
Yep. Not until day one contact at the earliest. But you just sit down and you do your thing. You gotta work out on the sideline and maybe do some stuff, throw the ball around in the evening, whatever. But don't get out there. Don't stress it out anymore because let's see what we got here.
Mental reps
in Justin
too.
Fields. It does make me think, though, that Russell Wilson is the clear number one. The clear number one. Because if you needed to be shown something by Russ, I think they would not be careful with him. I think it's twofold. I think it's, oh, we believe Russ is going to be good with us. And two, well, this just gives us a chance now to see what Justin Fields can bring to the table.
Well, also, if Russ would have a sense of this because he's been around a long time, if he felt that it was a true competition, there's no way he'd be sitting. He'd go to trainers and be like, nah, like, I'm good.
There's also that.
He just said that in the interview. Mm-hmm. If we had to play tomorrow, oh, yeah, I'd play.
He has no fear whatsoever he's going to lose his job.
No.
If he did, you're right, he'd play.
Yep, he'd be practicing.
You can tell by what the Steelers are doing here, and you can tell by what Russell Wilson has said in the way that he is operating here, that he is pretty much entrenched. Now, that goes against Graziani's report. I'm sure they are, quote-unquote, open to it.
For sure.
They blow us away. But I think Fields would really have to blow them away. And I also think, you said it already, they have to believe that what happens on these practice fields ain't gospel because of what happened last year with Pickett. So Fields would have to be so above and beyond their expectation of him. He would have to be so above and beyond what they think Russell Wilson could give them to unseat Russ. That's what all this is telling me right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.